Vayter in Shas, Rav Kama Dav Tzadi Vav, picking up on Tzadi Vav, Amad Aleph, 11 lines down, third word in line, Amar Rava. Rava comes in and he says, Gozel V'ish B'yach Omarcha, let's say I steal something and I make it better, and then I go and I sell it, or Gozel V'ish B'yach V'horish, or the same idea, and then I die and I leave it over as Yerusha. Mash V'ish B'yach Malchar, Mash V'ish B'yach Horish. That which I made better, I have sold, it's a good sale, it works. Mashish biach horish, and that which I have made better also is yorish to my yorishim. Boi Rava, ask Rava, hishbiach lokeach ma'o. But let's say I sold this thing that I stole, and now the buyer, the one who bought it off me, he goes and he's mashbiach, he makes it better. What's the din then? Baser debaya hoder pashta, baser baya hoder pashta. After you asked, he answered, ma mochar rishon l'sheni kos schus shetavo liyado. What is it that I sold, that which I sold to the second person, I sold any schus that's going to come to my hand? Rashi says, v'gehechid digazlan, yishbach, if it would go up, how if it would go up and value, raise the value, how v'shakal mechzel shlush revya, then I would be taking a half, a third, or a quarter of what it goes up. Hachanami here too. Yishbach lokeach shakal mechzel shlush revya, v'alibid Rishim, that goes according to the sheet of Rabbi Shimon that we saw, on yesterday's daf, boy, Rava comes in and asks, Yishbiach ovi kochavim, let's say a guy goes ahead and he's mashbiach this. What's going to be the din? Mahu, what is the halakha? Says the Gemara, meaning what he's trying to ask is that a guy goes and steals something and makes it better, or, a part of it, like we said. Now, says the Gemara, Amar lei Rav Achim edifta l'Ravina, takanta lo'ovid kochavim neku v'navid v'navod. You want to try to help out a guy who behaves in such a way? We know this Darabanan de Kazakh that he keeps that which is mashbiach is takanas hashavim to make sure the guy does tshuva. But if the guy goes and does such a thing, he goes and he steals and makes it better, he doesn't get anything. So what exactly is your question here? Amalei, he says, Lo tzvicha could go into Zabne li Yisro, talking about this where he sold it to a Jew and therefore went up in value over there. Sof, haba machma sovik kuchavim, areyuk of kuchavim. A yid who's coming through the guy himself is on the same level as the guy who'd get nothing. So you're lo tzicha gun degaza yisrael. Talking about a yid stole it. V'zabda niyalei v'yishbicha v'kuchavim. And after he stole it, he sold it to a guy, and then that matzav is where he made it go up in value. V'hadar v'kuchavim v'zabda yisrael. And then he goes back and sells it back to a Jew. My, do we go according to the original guy? It started number one with Jew, number three with Jew. They make the takanas hashavim. Once there's a guy who's in the middle, kind of knocks out the whole thing. So the Gemara, teiku. Good question. We leave it. Let's say somebody goes and steals a palm tree from his friend, and he goes and cuts it down. Rashi says, v'katlev, kitzitzo.
Even though, let's say, you have a border field next to my field, and I chop it down and it falls right into my field, even though the shadi me'ara la'ara didei, even though I chopped it down like that, lo kani, still I am not konit by doing that. Rashi says, l'shlumei demei, ela yoiv le'dikla gufei, d'lekashino yashem le'mikneu. Even though, it doesn't mean that me cutting it down, that's not like a shinoi, like a kinyan that threw shinoi. And I have to return the actual tree itself and not just pay for it. My taima, favos, why would that be the case? It was a tree that was in the middle, it was growing in the ground, and now it's a tree that's chopped down. So why is that considered enough of a shinoi that now I actually acquire it? Because originally it was called a dekel, and now it's still called a dekel, nothing's changed. Let's say I stole this palm tree and I made it into gubi. I made it into logs. I made it into logs of wood. I don't acquire it. Hashta mia gubi de dikla mikri. Because still it's called gubi de dikla. Logs of dekel. Therefore it retains its original status. Gubi vavdina kshure kani. But let's say I made them from logs of wood into beams, then I'm kona them. Kshure ravrave vavdina kshure zutre lokari. If I sold them and they were big beams, I made them into smaller beams, that's not considered anything. It remains its state, the same name. Avdina kitsuts yasa kani. But if they made it into krashim, says Rashi, into beams, into boards of wood, then I would require them. Okay, Amarava. Hai man de gaza luliva v'avdinu hutse kane. If I steal a lulav and I tear off all the leaves and make them into leaves, then I'm kone. Rashi says, shenitaken Allah min hashidra. Shenitken Allah min hashidra. I took off each leaf from the spine. De mekara luliva mekiv hashtu hutse. Because originally it was called a lulav, and now it's just called hutse, it's just called leaves. Hutse v'avdinu chufya kane. If I go and I steal the leaves, and I make them into a broom, Rashi says something that you sweep up the house with. Then, in such a case, kani mekar hutsi v'hashto chufya. Originally, it's called leaves, and that's called a broom. Chufya v'avdei sharshura lo kani. Let's say I stole a broom, and I make it into sharshura, which Rashi says is a chevel, into a rope. Then lo kani, it doesn't. I'm not kohen. My time. Why is that? The hadar sasele avi chufya, because I could just unravel it, take it apart, and it's going to go back to being this broom that it was. Boy, Rav Papa, since you're able to bring it back to its original state, it's nothing. Not a change. Boy, Rav Papa, Nechaka Hatiyomis Mahu. What happens if I steal a lulav? And the Tiyomis, if anyone remembers from Sukkah days, not the actual, also Masecha Sukkah, but meaning just Sukkah comes on, you have a lulav. The very, very top is like this, you see that it's the tippity tip, is like you see how it's attached, and it splits down the middle and makes it into two now. Is it considered, now it's something different? Rashi says, Kaf Tomer Hem Tzoy Elyon Tiyomisi. That's the very top one. Tashema, let's take a look. Da'amar Rabbi Masun Amar Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi Nitla Tiyomis Pasal. If you have the tiyumis of that leaf at the very top that's considered attached to each other, like how do you say tiumim, like twins, tiyumis, so it's a tiyumis, it's going to be no good. You can't use it on sukkahs as a lulav. Beep, turn the page. Sadivav, amud beis, my lav hu adin lanechlika. Is not true. Also, if it's split, and it's going to be no good, says Rashi, v'kivin del inyan pasul. It's considered possible, therefore it's considered like a shinoi. It's gemara low. Nitla shiny. If it's removed, then it's a different matzif. But the ha chaserla, because it's chaser, it's lacking. It's not because of the fact of a problem of hider, but because part of it is actually lacking over here. So when it's just split and it's not actually missing, then it's still gonna be that it's gonna be kosher. Version number two, Tashima, Damar of Masan, Amar of Yeshua ben Levi. Nechlecha tiyomas nasa kamisha nitla upasal. If it's nechlecha, it's like it was nitla, and therefore it's pasal. Shema amina. So here also we should say, someone steals a lulav, and the thing gets split, and it's considered like there was actually change, and therefore he is kone. Amar of Papa, hai man de guzzle afra mechavre. A person who steals afar, dirt, ground from his friend, for avdi levinte, vinta, and he makes it into bricks. Lokari zakone. My timer, why? The hadr mishavale afra, because he can make it back into bricks. Just crush it up and it'll go back to what it was. Levinta avdi afra kani. But let's say it was a brick and he made it into dirt, then he is kone. Says the Gemara, my amart. Because what would you say against that? Dilma hadar v'avad le'levinta. You can say, oh, you can make it back into a brick. Hai levinta achriti. That's considered a different. Upanim chadashos bo lekan. Yeah, upanim chadashos. It's like a new thing, and therefore you are kohen in such a case. Va'amira papa hai man degotzo naska michavre v'avad zuze. Let's say a person who goes and he steals a naska is Rashi's palta shel kesef, a block of silver. And what does he do? Because the naska mechavi v'avid zuze, and he makes it into zuzim. He breaks it down, breaks it down, makes it different coins. Lo kana, he's not kona. My timer, how the avid luna? Because he make it back into that silver shtickle. Says Rashi, if he wants to, im yirtze v'shina echoz lebiyasa. Somebody goes back to the original state. Who v'hacha leka lemeir panim chadashos. You don't say it's panim chadashos. Ain adam makbid arabua v'tikuna elishti chaticha ba'alma. Nobody really cares about the shape of it, whether a silver. A block of silver is perfectly round or circular, who knows what. At the end of the day, they're totally fine with that. Zuzev avdina naska kani. Let's say he steals coins and he makes them into a block of silver. he does acquire it. Maya Amart, why would you think not? Because Havar Avad Lezuze, he's able to milk it back into the Zuz, so therefore what's the, it should be, it's not considered a change. Panam Chadash is Bo Lakan, but even so, even if you make it back to silver, I'm back into the coins, that's considered Panam Chadashos. Right, so if you go and you melt coins back into a bar, that's a real change because you're not able to get it back to the original coins. Now it's new coins, as it's what we say. Shechime vav dinu chadate lokari. If someone steals coins that are rashes shchorim kein yishanim, like they're black, like old ones, vav dinu chadate, they make them like new. Shelibna whitens them, literally makes them beautiful again. Lokari rashes shesofen lachsel liyoshim, because they're going to go back to what they were. Just give it some time. But if he took new coins and he made them dirty, so then he does kone them. Mayam, what would you think? Not. Havar Ovid Luchadati, you can go make them new again by polishing them. Made the idea shichmayu. They can never get back to that original glimmer and shine. When you get like new silver. Gorgeous, beautiful, delicious. Then over time, it gets dirty, and you clean it. Never gets back to the original, for it's considered like a shinoi. Okay, next part of the Mishnah was the last part of the Mishnah we had said. Zeh haklal, this is the rule. Kol hagazlanim mishalmim kishasek zela. Any gadam goes and pays the value of that which it was at the time he stole it. Lasuyimai, when it says zeh haklal, after we spoke all the things out of the Mishnah, it's saying this is the rule. What are you coming to include? Lasuyimai. Lasuyadamir Rav Ila, to include that which he said of Telev, and that's the isle, if he steal a lamb and it becomes into a ram, when it was a baby and then it grows up, Egel and that's a shore, or a baby ox and it becomes an ox, Nasa Shinobi Adukno is considered a shinoi and he is Kona. Right, so like Rashi said, and we just spelled out. Story time. He stole from his friend a pair of ox. Azil karav behu karba. And what did he do? He went and he rashes harisha. He plowed with them. Zarbu zara. And went and he seeded a field with them. Lesof adrinu lamari. And then afterwards he returned it to the original owner. Asa lekamidra of Nachman. And amalahu zilu shumu shivcha da'ashbach. He said, go and evaluate the improvement that he improved right, with the ox over here. And I have to now pay the owner the value of the improvement because of what the ox did for me. Amalei Rava says, Turi Ashbach Ara lo Ashbach. You mean to tell me, wrong trap, Turi Ashbach Ara lo Ashbach, that it's only the Torah, the value of the shore itself, they're the ones who caused the land to go up, but the land itself didn't do it? Obviously, the land that's making it grow is what's causing it its own thing. So Amar, you said back to me, Kamina Nishai Mukule, am I saying that the entire value that goes up is paid by the Ganav? I'm saying split it in half, and that is the land did some, they did some. Amar lei, since it's sof, gzela. And since it's gzela, I stole it of a kahadar beine, and the only thing that's happened is to return it itself. The time went to the Mishnah. Kol gzelim shalom kishas gzela. You pay according to the value of the time that you stole it. Amar lei, said to him, lo amina lach ki asivna bedina lo temeli midi. Didn't I say to you, when I sit in judging, don't say anything to me. Like, don't talk. Damar Huna Chavrin Aloy, because Rav Huna, our friend, said about me that Rashi Shmuel Achibedina, Ana V'Shavar Malka Achibedina. Myself and Shavar Malka, meaning Shmuel, we are brothers when it comes to Dine Mamnus. Hi, Innes. This particular guy, Gazlana Tiko, he's an old Ganav. He's been stealing a lot. Ubaina de Eknase, and I have to go and give him a kenas, and that's why I behaved in such a way. That's why I donned the case like that. Zok the next Haligum Mishnah. God's Ubaina, he was stealing. So I go and I steal an animal, and then when I go and I steal it, it becomes old while I have it, and I'm holding on to it. Avadim is, I take Avadim in the same idea. Mashalam Kishas Xer, I pay at the time, like the time that I ended up stealing it. Rav Meir Omer, he says, when it comes to Avadim, I'm able to say, nope, it's here's yours in front of you. Rashi says, the karka dummy. It's like karka b'shus demarkami. It always remained in your rishus. Gazal matabeya v'nizdag. Let's say he stole a coin and it ended up cracking. Rashi says, shino nikru is considered shino, which is nikar. Peris v'yarkivu or fruits, and they became disgusting. Yain v'echemitz or wine, it became vinegar, came bad. Mishalim k'shus, you pay it like the time you stole it, like I stole it. Matabeya v'nivsal, but let's say you're dealing with the case. If I steal a coin and the coin becomes pasul, truma v'nitme, so truma and then it becomes tame, or chametz over lev pesach, chametz and pesach pasul, and therefore it's going to be asabana, behema v'nis avda ba avera, or an animal, and there was an avera that was done with this animal, or it's just near ba'a, so nevda psula carbon, k'thetan b'shoshanog ch'arba v'chamisha, that is that there's some sort of bestiality that happened with it, or it was worshipped. Oshin nifsa me'al gabi mizbeach, or became puzzle to the mizbeach, that it's not able to be brought anymore because it has a mum. Shahaisa yotzel lisakel, or is going out to be stoned. Every animal has got to be stoned. Omer lo harisha chol finecha, I'm able to say, here's for yours. What belongs to you is in front of you. Here you go. These are cases that it's not a nikar type of zach over here. And that's why I could say, hinei shalcha lefanecha. Amar Papa, the first thing I said is I stole it and it became old. Then, what's the din? What's the din? Gazel v'beim v'iskina. Then I have to pay according to the value it was when I stole it. So it says Amar Papa. Lo iskina, iskina mamish. When it says it got old, it doesn't mean that it, only because it got old, elafil kachash, even if it became weaker, that's also considered a change over here that I'm going to have to pay for. Says Rashi, HaKadosh, Delo Havishinoi Kule Hai, Delo Ishtane Kule Gufa. Still, that's enough to have to go into pay. But it says in the midst of the words, it became old, which means that if it just became skinnier, a little weaker, that's not considered enough of a change. When we say it became very skinny, that's similar. It's saying if it is similar to a case of when it aged, the loha de barya, when it would say it's not going to be able to be getting better to its original state. That was the case. Says the Gemara, Omer li Rav Kashisha b'rei d'Rav Chista Rav Ashi, Hachi kamei b'shid Rabbi Yochanan, afilu ganav tle v'nasa ayil, even if you stole a lamb and it became a ram, egel v'nasa shor, a baby ox, it became an ox, nasa shina b'yadu kano, it's considered a shinoi, and therefore he is now kone it. Tavachu mocher shalohu tolech shalohu mocher. He doesn't have a dollar to pay for it. Omer li, he responded back to him, that's Rav Ashi said, lav amina lach, didn't I tell you, lo tachlif gavri? Don't switch people. In other words, he's saying the wrong name. Ahum ishmid the Rabbi Elah etmai. That was said in the name of Rav Elah. Rabbi Meir, Omer. Next part of the Mishra, Meir says, Vavadim lo, Omer lo, hurry, shachal b'fanech. When it comes to Avadim, no. You don't have to pay him when it goes up, when he gets older, what it was at the time. Rather, you're able to say, because it's like kaka. Says the Gemara, Rav Chinina bar Avdino Rav, Halacha Rabbi, Halacha is like Rabbi Meir, that when it comes to Avadim, Avadim, they're not able to be sold, it's like karka, and that's, you can say, Hine Shachal Lefanecha. V'Rav Shavik Rabbanan Vavad Kari Meir, you want to tell me that Rav is leaving the Rabbanan, like the Rove, the majority, and he's going according to Rabbi Meir, he's going according to the Yahid? What was going on? I mean, they said, Mishum de Braise Ilchatanya, because the Braise taught Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan the opposite way. So really, he's going like the majority. It's just, we quoted here as Rabbi Meir, but it's really the Rabbanan. Therefore, he says, like the Rabbanan over here, which is really, I'm sorry, like Rabbi Meir here, which is really the Rabbanan. But that's the Braisa that switches the call to Rabbanan. You're leaving a Mishnah that says it's the name of Rabbi Meir and going according to Braisa. Rav Masisa Nami Fkotani. Rav teaches the Mishnah also the opposite way as well. Now hold on one second. My time the Rav Afik Masisa Mikrani the Braisa. Why would it be that you're switching the Mishnah because of a Braisa? Ad the Rabba Nipik Lebraisa Mastisa. We should switch a Braisa because of a Mishnah. Mishnah is stronger than a Braisa. What's going on? So for the Gemara, Amri, Rav Nami Mastisa Ifka Asniya. Rav also taught the Mishnah the opposite also, meaning he's not fixing the Mishnah. He taught the Mishnah according to the way that the Braisa was saying it also. Another answer is that Kilo Apich, when does he not flip a Mishnah because of a Braisa? Chada Mikmei Chada.
That's if you have one mishnah by one brisa. But if you have one that's against two, meaning there's two brisas speaking a certain way, and one of them said the other way, you're going to switch the mishnah because the brisa is the tanya. Hamachlif para b'chamor. If somebody switches a cow for a donkey, v'yolda, and now the cow gives birth. V'chein, and similarly, hamocher shifchas v'yolda. Somebody sells his shifcha kenanis, and she gives birth. I says, Evid Kanani Nikna Bekesef, Alpha Gav, Shein Lefanein Bishas Matan Mos. It's acquired through money, even though the money's not over here. Ze Omer Bishus Yolda. This one says, She gave birth to my Rishus, and therefore it's mine. Behalo Shosek, and the other one is quiet, because he doesn't know exactly what happened over there. Rashi is Bari Vishema, Bari Adif. Zachaba, the one who is Bari, goes in able to get the offspring. They get it. Ze Omer Ein Yodea. One of them says, I don't know whether it was in my rishus or not. Zemer, and the other one says, I don't know either. Yachluka, then they go and they split it. Zemer b'shusi, this one says it was my rishus. Zemer b'shusi, it was in my rishus. Yeshava mocher shirishus, although the seller swears that it was in his rishus that the baby was born. Lefi shekolenish boyin shabatorah. Why is he the one who swears? Because anyone who swears, midareisa nishboyin v'lomashamim, they swear and they don't pay. Divri Rabbi Meir. Rashi says, "Mi shetovin oso yishav av yiftar." Someone who's tovea him, he swears, and then he's off the hook. Dichsev velakach ba'alav velo yishalim. Mi she'alav l'shalim who nishba velo nishba tovea yito. The one who would have to pay, he's the one who goes and swears, and not the one who's tovea. He doesn't have to swear. That is the words of Rabbi Meir. Chamor, they say, "Ein is barin lo al avadim velo l'karkos." We don't swear for avadim or for karka. So we see over there that the Chachamim are saying that an Eved is the same din as Karka. Right? She's a Bishus Mocher Tamod, Achi Yavi Lokech. Right? It stands in the possession of the seller until the Lokech brings a Raya. Alma L'Rabbanon Avda Kimi Karka Dami. See, he makes it like Karka. Oh, beautiful. Fakta Gemara, Hay Alacha Kerebi Meir, Alacha Kerabbanami Bailei. If that's really true that you're flipping everything around, why do you say the Alacha goes according to Rebbe Meir? Say the Alacha goes according to the Rabbanon. So the Gemara Hachi Gamar, Lamai da Afchisu Vitanisu Halacha Karebi Meir. According to you, who switched the Rabbanim for Rabbi Meir, Halacha Karebi Meir, Halacha is Rabbi Meir. But really, you're right, Halacha is the Chachamim, but you just flipped it around incorrectly. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and continue to pick up from this point, Be'ez Hashem, next time. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.